Hello and welcome to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good.
You're good at that.
Thanks.
You're really good at that.
I try.
And those that are wondering what I'm saying that is, it's just I watch him record. He's my sound man for my In The Real. He's the sound guy for ours. He's the sound guy for his, the equipped man. You're just good at this, babe.
Thanks.
I do need to learn eventually. Or not.
Yeah.
Because I just like you around.
Yes.
I it's like the reel you sent me. Literally, it made me cry. Like, you know, whispers. Or it's not even a reel, but just it was a picture and it was like, you know, I'm strong. And you're like, of course you are.
Yeah. Like, I can do this. Yes, I know. I know. I know you can.
But now you don't have to. We get to do this together. And I'm like, ah, I appreciate that. You just, it's fine. You know that a lot of times I don't want to do things because I like you around.
Yes, exactly.
I can do this. Yeah. I don't want to.
Right.
Because I like you more.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on this week?
A lot's going on this week. We're busy people.
We're busy people.
Busy people.
We are busy people.
But this upcoming Friday, you're having a birthday.
Happy birthday to me. I'll be 49.
You will be 49.
Anybody's curious, I'll be 49, living the best life of my...
Living the best life of my life?
Sure. It's the last year of my 40s.
Yes.
I think that's actually the way that I said it today. Because I went to go get my hair cut. I was like, who did I talk to today outside of you? I went and got my hair cut, got it done.
Why did I talk to people outside the house?
Yep. Did something very basic. I said, this summer... I'm not trying to impress anybody or do anything out of the box. So got it all layered and got it pretty.
Yep.
And she's like, what you doing? What you got going on? And I said, I'm about to celebrate my birthday. And we're going to have inflatable costumes and run relay races and be all sorts of silly.
Yes.
And 20 plus maybe people get to come and hang out with us. And it's just going to be good.
It will be. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because it's like Marcia and Heather, for those that listen to In The Real with us, we talked about it a little bit and Heather's all of a sudden going, we should do a rage room. And for those that are not familiar with those, they're basically you pay to walk into a room with a baseball bat or some sort of tool and you literally just smash things for however long. We will be doing this. Yeah. We will be doing this eventually. Yeah. But then I just was like, you know what would be more fun to me?
Yeah.
And be surrounded by people that I just absolutely love and adore and laugh to the point of crying and our bellies hurt because we're just being silly.
Yes.
But it's like part of me is like, don't hype it up too much. Don't hype it up too much. And I'm like, no, hype it up because it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because it's you need to have people that surround you.
Yeah.
And this is kind of how I actually said this to another set of friends of ours the other day. I said, you need to be surrounded by people that you can absolutely dork out on and just be silly.
Yeah.
And they don't judge you and they don't condemn you and they don't tear you down, but they celebrate with you and they get silly with you and they choose to love life with you. And so, so that's what we get to do.
Yeah.
So I was very strategic about the people that we invited. A lot of people aren't making it, and that's okay. Life happens. But for those that are coming, I'm honored and I'm humbled and I'm grateful and it's going to be a good time.
Yes.
So 49.
49.
I mean, I can cash up. You guys want, you know, bless me. That's fine.
Yeah.
I have a cash up. Or find me. You know, it's fine. Or just hug me. Just happy birthday.
Yeah.
But it's good. And then we got baseball tonight.
Yep.
Our little guy has got his baseball game. I think we have one on Saturday, right? Yes.
Do we? We have a game on your birthday? The birthday party,
yeah. At 3.
Okay.
So we might have to do some finagling.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But see what I'm saying? We're busy. Summer is in full swing. Our guy is out of school now. Yesterday we celebrated Memorial Day. And I say we celebrated it. We kind of just really got real quiet and just, it was a nice day. Worked on the yard, just kind of got still with some friends. And then today was our, like, our official first day of not having to wake up with an alarm clock. At least me. You had to go back to work, but
yes,
but still, it's been a good day. It's been a very good day. But yeah, that's, you were just checking the calendar to double check.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's, it's, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll talk it through and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So this week.
This week.
Is our last week.
Is legit our last.
For real this
not,
time.
Not like our last week of a podcast. Because again, last we're not taking May. A hiatus. We're not taking a hiatus.
No.
But yes, it's the last week of May, but today is, we were kind of confused a couple episodes ago, but this is legit the last of the mini series of questions from the audience.
Questions,
so this is part five.
From the audience.
Yes.
It's like we need reverb or something.
It's like one day it'd be really cool to be like, have live where it's like people could like call in and be like, hey, I got this question. Yeah, sure. What's up? Shoot.
Like, how would you do that?
You're live on the air with Luke and Dina.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
I like sound like that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, we could do it.
And 9 out of 10 times, again, and I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but like a lot of the times, I'll show you the questions right before we're about to hit record.
Yep.
So we kind of shoot from the hip, and you guys get real, authentic answers.
Yeah.
And then you get to hear us talk it out in front of you.
Yeah.
So because that's what a lot of this podcast is about.
This is.
So. Yeah.
Again, that's what this podcast was based on.
Yes.
Birthed out of.
Yes.
So.
Talking. Learning how to communicate.
Yes. What are random things that Luke and Dina talk about?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just take a dart, throw it, and it'll hit, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also real quick, before we get too deep into it.
Yeah.
I will say this is the first episode of ours.
Yes.
Where we have a dog in the room.
We do. We do. We have a guest appearance. And she...
I mean, she's almost passed
she
out.
She is almost passed out. We definitely need to put a candle or something in here, though.
Yeah.
She smells like puppy.
She does smell like dog.
You have been blessed with a dog.
Yes.
She's how many weeks into our house now? A couple weeks? Three?
Two. As of today, 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah. Today's
it
2 weeks.
It seems like longer.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, just like she's kind of really fit in fairly well with our family. But you are in the process of learning how to train.
Yes.
You're getting trained as well as her to have her.
Yes, we are going through training.
Yes, for her to be a service dog.
Yes.
And so her name is Sparks.
Sparks.
Sparks. Her name is actually Charlie Sparkles.
Charlie Sparkles.
But we're going to call her Sparks because Luke doesn't want to walk around with a lisp and it's fine.
That's right.
So, but she's sweet. She's a what kind of dog?
She is a Ridgeback Labrador.
She knows we're talking about her now.
Yeah,
she's getting all comfy.
She's like, what's going on?
Yep.
She said my name.
Ridgeback Labrador. And she just flipped on her back. She feels at home here, which is nice.
Yeah.
And our kiddos love her and she loves our kiddos. And her and I have got an understanding that I am the woman of the house.
Yes.
And, but yeah, she is not a ginger. She is not our tiny Pomeranian. So that we're getting used to too. Cause like she could probably try to be a lap dog, but she would literally swallow me.
Yes.
And all of a sudden be like, where'd she go? But yeah, she's a good girl. She's a good girl. All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So what we've got is we have got.
It's like a three-part question.
It is like a three-part question. And I know that whenever I read these to you originally, there was, I want to say you are the one that said it. And so, or one of us did.
Yeah.
But so I'll go through the questions.
Yeah.
And number one is, how do you talk with each other about the things of things the Lord is speaking to you about? Number two. What are ways you have found to be the best way to support and encourage each other? Number three, if one of you needs rest, in quotations, how do you address this so that emotions don't get in the way? And again, they even were like, if you need to clarify, you know, let us know if you need an explanation.
Yeah.
But I didn't get one. We're just going to
shoot from the hip.
We're going to shoot from the hip and figure out what it is that we think they're asking.
We'll play it out.
Okay. So how do you talk with each other about the things the Lord is speaking to you about.
I mean, in a way, it's, I mean, I think this is kind of, I feel like this is almost a surface question.
Yeah.
Or should be, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, as conversations go mm-hmm. amongst, you know, in a marriage, in a relationship, it would be like, you know, hey, Dina, by the way, so when I was praying the other day, this is what I'm hearing. This is the direction that I think I need to start putting my energy in.
Yeah.
And then we would just talk from there.
Right.
You know, and it's, so I think, I don't know. See, it's like, I start saying that and it's like, I see where the intro is kind of a, hey, this is what I'm hearing, you know, or this is what I think I'm hearing when I yeah. pray and when I get a response. You know, and then it's the question of what does that look like in your marriage?
Yeah.
Even though the two of you aren't necessarily called to this path,
right.
the fact that you are married.
Yes.
That calling or that direction.
Yes.
Still, to a degree, has to go along with your marriage, with
yes.
the direction of your marriage.
Yes. I think that's good. No, I think that's good. I think a lot of it has to do with just kind of like what you said, but I'll kind of bring it a little bit more. So I'm doing the certification. You have your woodworking. You also minister with, you know, two men, and I minister to women. And it's one of those where it's like you don't have to be in that space with each other. Like, I don't need to be with you when you're hanging with the fellas to go minister, do the things.
Right.
What I do need is to be on board to the point where it's like, okay, this is what I feel. I've got this opportunity. I'm now going to go and I'm going to go minister, or this is what I'm going to start putting my energy in this space. Ultimately, that means it's going to be taking something possibly away from either family or the marriage itself. How would you like to proceed? And
right.
I think a lot of it is talking it through, even asking the Holy Spirit, like, what is my part to play as the spouse? What is my part to play as the support system? Because it's like, as much as, you know, you pour into the guys, you have your podcast, you know, you're building things, you're doing stuff. My part to play in it gets to be even being an accountability.
Yeah.
You know, how are you doing today? Hey, have you gotten in God's face? You know, what are some things that he might be saying to you right now? And then also, you know, hey, have you spent any time out in the wood shop? Do you need to, you've got this project, how's that going? Things of that, you know, it's
yeah.
like, I think just knowing that that gets to be the part that you play as the spouse, and then also double checking with your spouse, the one that's being that God's talking to.
Yeah.
You know, looking at them and saying, what can I do to help support you? What would help you in this? Because some people don't want to have a constant conversation of all of the things. If I check in with you once a week,
yeah.
you know, every other week, you know, whatever kind of thing. Or, you know, or do you want me to just kind of leave you and God to whatever it is that you guys are doing
yeah.
and then just kind of step away, which I personally don't believe that that's healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's a good idea. You want your spouse in the midst. Again, you don't have to be in the thick of it.
No.
But you at least, like, you go out, I'm going to go walk in the woods for a little bit. Okay, well, I'm going to stand on the edge of the woods and just be like, all yeah. right, are you still good? You all right? You haven't gotten eaten by a bear or anything, right? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think sometimes this, you know, this conversation about what direction should I put my energy in, you know, where do I think the Lord is calling to me, or, you know, mm-hmm. hey, I need to focus on this. I think a lot of times it's almost more beneficial to have those conversations with your spouse.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's almost nice to have your spouse help you with the details.
Yes.
Help you with the logistics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are different people. We focus on different types of tasks.
Yes.
You know, and it's, again, it's, you know, those, we've met those couples that are, you know, like one person is like the 30,000 foot ideal, like I know the destination.
Right.
I'm aimed towards the destination, and the other person is like the planner and
yes.
the details and the, okay, well, if we're driving to Washington, D.C.,
yes.
okay, first off, this is what we need to pack. This
right.
is, you know, how much money we should budget for fuel.
Right.
This is, you know, are we going to drive in one day? Are we taking the kids? You know,
yeah.
it's, you know, so it's like, hey, did you think about transportation? Hey, what vehicle are we taking?
Right.
Are we going to fly?
Right.
You know, so it's like, I think it's more beneficial to have those conversations
mm-hmm.
because it is all of a sudden, you know, like in our lives, you know, something like this will happen and you'll ask a question mostly out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something we got to sort out.
Right.
So again, I think it's just, you just talk.
You've got to. And I think it also, you know, like me looking at you and saying, babe, I think I need to be certified in this situation. You know, you could look at me and say, A, you have no time, or B, no, I think that sounds like a great idea. Or, you know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
they become the person that they're the closest person to you outside of God. And it's like, they know the Holy Spirit is very good about, yes, talking to us individually, but I think the beautiful thing about him is he also talks to your spouse, because
yeah.
it's like he'll give you a piece about it, or he'll give you a check. And yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Or maybe you have a friend that's a hype friend and is like, oh, we're going to go do this. We're going to blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
you know? And then you want to look at your spouse and say, yeah, no, we're not doing that, you know, kind of scenario. And so, it's speaking life into what you believe God is saying, but really seek his face together.
Yes.
And find out what the next move is. What does that even look like?
Yeah.
And then he'll direct you, he'll show you, but be sensitive to your spouse.
Because
God may be speaking loud and clear, and it might just drop into your spirit, and that's exactly what you need to be doing. But be sensitive if that spouse looks at you and says, give me just a second. Kind of
yeah.
like the dog. Like, it took a second for me to say, hey, babe, just give me a second.
Yeah.
We talked it through. You know, you figure out what the fears are. You figure out what the hesitation is. You figure out what, you know, maybe the traps or the trips. And then you just go from there.
Yeah. And real quick, before we move to the next kind of question or part, I'll say kind of on the other side, you know, of giving your spouse time to process this.
Yeah.
It's possible that God is talking to your spouse as well. And your spouse is like, I don't understand why I'm hearing this about you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go to your spouse and you're like, hey, I think I heard this. And all of a sudden the other spouse is going to be like, oh my gosh, now it makes sense.
Now
this is why
sense.
I feel like
yes.
this is going on.
Yeah.
You know, so it's almost like that
confirmation.
It's like God downloads the confirmation number into your spouse.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to do the thing. And oh, now I know why I have this confirmation number.
I love that. Yeah. No, I love that.
It's like your order has been placed and ready. We're waiting for you to just give us your name so
give
we can send
yes.
it to you.
Yep. That's it. I love that.
Yeah.
So the second thing, is that
yeah.
good?
I think we talked about that.
Yeah. Okay. So the second thing, what are ways you have found to be the best way to support and encourage each other?
I think in a way, kind of what we were talking about, you know, talk it through with them. And
yeah.
And when you're talking things through and asking questions and all, don't, it's like, I almost want to say, don't be sarcastic with them.
Yeah. Don't do that.
You know, like, oh wow, that sounds like a good idea for you. It's like, what?
Right. Right.
You know, and you know, there's a line between being realistic
yes.
and
totally discounting somebody.
Correct.
You know, it's like, you know, the question of, hey, I know you want to get certified.
Yeah.
How are we going to find the time to make this happen?
Right.
You know, can we find the time to make this happen?
Right.
Versus, you're too busy. You can't do that.
It's good.
You know?
That's good.
And again, like you said earlier, you know, when it comes time to this, you know, the occasional check-ins, you know, hey, I know you said you were going to be doing this.
Yeah.
You know, hey, babe, I know there's like six different sections on this certification.
Yep.
You know, you just passed your, what, third or fourth test?
Yeah, fourth.
So, yeah. So
I am, you're like, and I am halfway
over,
through
over halfway
five.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Look
I'm
you.
Doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. See? You're so good. So good about encouraging me. But it is. It's giving permission to speak even into that place with that, with your spouse. And because I know with you and I, I'm going to read it again because I want to double check. What are ways you have found to be the best way to support and encourage each other? The friend that specifically sent these, I think that they could probably even attest to this. I am a hype girl. Like I,
yes.
Like, listen.
Yes, you are.
Anybody that encounters me for the most part, unless it's not a good idea kind of situation. And I'll call you out on that one too. And that is actually encouragement. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like people are like encouragement. Oh, well go.
You have to agree
go
with everything.
And do,
you have to be the yes person.
I am not your yes person. I will never be a yes woman. That's not my MO. I will be as loving and as compassionate, as kind as possible. But I think a lot of it is kind of like what you were saying. If you are a couple that banters or has a little bit of sarcasm and you just kind of communicate, we've got friends that is their dance.
Oh, yeah.
And it works for them.
Yes.
It does work for them.
Yeah.
It does not work for you and I.
No.
We do not respond when the other one, like I'll even, like I got really snippy with you this past weekend and you were just like, babe, I didn't even like really notice.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, I totally just said that. It was horrible. You know, kind of. And because that's not how we speak to you. We don't talk to each other like that.
Yeah.
And, but one of the things is I will look at Luke and I'll say, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah.
Like, I know who you are. You're like wicked smart. You're incredibly talented. You are a thinker. You're a creative. You sit here and you tinker with something. You will figure it out. You'll figure out whatever it is that needs to. So that's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, it's like for my birthday, right? Like we're getting the pond all set up and getting it cute in our backyard and stuff. And I was like, ooh, a bench. We had talked about having a bench next to our little pond so people could just sit. And one of our friends said, well, Luke can build it because that's what he can do. And I said, no, he can't. And it was, and it wasn't a no, he can't. No, you can't do it. You can do it.
Yes.
I've watched you build lavish, amazing furniture, beautiful pieces of wood, of things.
Yeah.
And I just turned and looked at you and I said, I know your schedule.
Yes.
And you, my sweet, sweet, amazing, loving husband, who would do that for me, you don't have time, babe.
Yes.
So you can just
in
go buy. And this season, you don't have time. So you can just go ahead and just buy me a bench or something, you know? And it's like understanding the shortcomings that are in your spouse. And it's not even just the shortcomings or the weaknesses. It's just understanding, okay, I don't think that this is where you're supposed to be right now, or this isn't what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But it's an encouraging of, or even encouraging, hey, let's go ahead and accomplish the things that we've already set out to do.
Yeah.
Let's finish these projects. Let's do the things. Let's, like you said, babe, you're only like two sections away. This is, you're almost, or a section and a half. You're almost done, blah, blah, blah. You know, that fuels you. How are you doing? How are you doing? What's going on with you right now? Is there anything I can help you with? Do I need to grab the kids? Can we just, we'll go do something so you go have some time or what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I now see why all of these questions kind of line up together because all of our answers on these are going to almost like transfer over.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'll hop in. Even at times where it's like, as much as the two of us want to be part of stuff. Like, hey, we both like going to Sebastian's baseball practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if there's a season where it's like, hey, I'll stay home and take care of what I need to take care of,
right,
or you need to stay home and take care of this stuff.
Right.
You know, so it's like that's almost 2 hours where it's like, okay, you can uninterrupted focus.
Yep.
You know, and so there's, you know, at times where it's, you know, part of that encouragement and support is, hey, in this instance, on this day, let me take some of the load.
That's good.
So that you can put your energy where it needs to be.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, and sometimes it's the little stuff. Sometimes it's the bigger stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, hey, let me, I know the dishes need to be done. So let me, I know you normally do them, but I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
So that way that's something that's not on your plate,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
You know, for today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, and I do, I think it's those little things. It's those little things that reminder of, you know, and sometimes some of the stuff is like, because we talk about this every day, because we have this attitude with each other every day, with our kids every day, you know, I know it doesn't happen as much during summer breaks and stuff like that, but every day before school, you know, every day before Gabri goes off to work, it's, you know, remember who you are and whose you are.
Yeah.
You know, who are you? God's boy. You know, what are you? I'm strong, mighty, brave, and kind, and I can do anything I put my mind to.
That's right.
You know, so it's like, it's always that, there's always that speaking life. There's always that, we're always here for you. There's always that, you know, even when we correct our kids, it's like, what is my job? Your job is to keep me safe.
That's it.
Right.
That's,
you know,
it.
I'm here to keep you safe. I'm here to make sure that you succeed.
Yeah.
Without us as parents either hovering over you or completely knocking down all of the obstacles in front of you.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it's that reminder, you know, I mean, again, I'll use Sebastian as an example. This is his first year of playing baseball, you know, really playing any sports.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's learning how to catch, how to throw, how to hit. And it's like, we could very easily, you know, when he wants to break, you know, first couple practices when he just wanted to like give up, you know, there was one day like baseball wasn't like practice hadn't even been going for like 5 minutes. And he's like, I'm the worst person ever.
So
I'm like, you are not. You're fine. Dumb. He's like, I just, dad, just let me quit. I want to go back to playing the bass. Just let me quit.
Like, I'm like,
no, dude, you can't do this.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, if you want to go back to playing bass, you can, but you're gonna play baseball
because
you've started this journey and you're gonna see it through to the end of the season. You know, so it is, you know, it's kind of that tough love without being tough or without being like hurtful.
I think it's the tough love, and this is again kind of, she's dreaming, babe. Is she dreaming?
Yeah.
This is what we have to deal with as far as in the real. We'll have Albus all of a sudden just, he appears. She's so cute.
Yeah.
That's funny. But it's like, I lost my dream.
Tough love.
Thank you, babe. So it's like, nope, I lost it.
No. And that's okay. That's okay. We're just, you know, again, it's back to the, in marriage, I was going to say, in marriage, we should always have that attitude, that culture in our marriage of, you know, yes, there's always the love and respect, but there's always the encouragement, the speaking life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I know what you're capable of.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I know
who you are.
And I know God.
Mm-hmm.
I know God, the God over our marriage.
Come
on,
babe.
The God of the Bible. You know, I know he does not create trash.
That's right.
You know, so it's like, that's how we get to speak to each other.
Yeah.
You know, your spouse, you, Dina,
yes,
are a gift from God.
Aww.
And that's how we get to treat, that's how we get to act towards our spouses every day.
Yeah. Even when they're not acting like a gift.
Right.
Or feeling like a gift.
Yes.
I apparently have had a hard, I'm having a hard time this week. Listen, God's dealing with me with some stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. No, that's good. And I think that's what it is. It's just, it's the way it's, to me, it's always been easy to encourage. Cause yes, number one, that is one of my greatest gifts. I gift of faith is something that I very much I'm good at. And it's not even I'm good at, just, you guys know what I'm saying. It just, it's, it is something that, I know that God has very much put inside of me, which is a blessing. But it is, it's looking at your spouse, looking at your children, saying, I know who you are. I know what you're capable of. Yep. And like, I think I shared it on here. If not, I shared it in the reel, where for Mother's Day, I'm asking the kids, you know, like, tell me something. I know you guys tell me you love me all the time, but tell me something that you like about me. Tell me why.
Why do you love me?
Why? Right? Like, why? And Sebastian sweetly, like, you know, like, what? Why? Why are we doing this? Right? Like, he's 9. And Gabri very honestly says, because mom is needy, Sebastian, and she needs to hear. Little weasel.
Yes.
And so, you know, and then Gabri saying, let me go first. Let me give you an example. And she goes, mom sees the potential inside of us even when we don't see it ourselves.
Yes.
And when we have somebody that can see the potential of heaven inside of you, you know, us as mothers, us as fathers, us as parents, sometimes that's easier when we see it in our children. And then there's those days where it's like, we need to remind ourselves that we need to do that for our spouses, you know, because sometimes we get caught up in the mindset of, well, they should know better. Well, you're grown, babe. Well, no, you're not. You're still living. You're still growing. You're still learning.
Well, and you're a believer. You should know better.
Come on, right? Like, that's bogus and junk and a lie of the enemy. And so what you do is you speak to the potential of heaven inside of your spouse. You remind them of who they are. You remind them of what they're capable of. You remind them that even when they fall down, that doesn't define who they are. That's just a moment in time, and that they can continue to grow and change and become better and more, even more secure and more stable. And that actually, you're creating a foundation for that to happen, because your foundation of words of love and encouragement is the thing that gets to help them stand.
Yeah.
So, okay. Last question.
Yes.
If one of you needs rest, in quotations, how do you address this so that emotions don't get in the way? Again, they gave me a laughing emoji. If they needed to clarify, I'm going to try to do, let's talk about rest in as many ways possible.
Yeah.
So that way, hopefully we hit something or all of them that this person's concerned about. So when I think of rest, so physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of the above, all of the above. So when is it? So if one of you needs rest, how do you address this so that the emotions don't get in the way? And I'm going to say, as far as rejecting the spirit of rejection, because I think that a lot of times that's what a lot of this can boil down to, is if all of a sudden your spouse says, I need a break, not necessarily from you, but maybe just they need to go be with them in Jesus.
And see, and I was almost going to do that. You know, how do you reject the spirit of rejection to kind of encompass all three of the parts of this?
Okay.
You know,
so let's pull that out of the way for a second then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want me to talk about that, or do you want me to talk about the rest?
Let's talk about the rest.
Okay. I mean, I'll say sometimes, you know, again, because sometimes you get tired, you know, because, you know, again, I forget where it is, but I know it's in the Bible, you know, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak, or something like that. You know, it's like our spirits want to do everything for the kingdom.
Yeah. Paul is always saying
our spirits want to do everything for our spouses.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, there are times where it's just physically, I can't.
Right.
You know, or it's just, again, if something is going on and it's just sucking up all of your time, it's like, I can't, because this is taking precedence right now.
Right.
You know, have that conversation, you know, kind of like earlier, you know, have that conversation about this project or this season is taking up my time in this area.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, how can I help you either in that area or around that area so that when you're focusing on that, it doesn't take up as much. It's not as draining for when you are done with that or,
yeah,
you know, when you step away from it. Again, I'll use woodworking as an example. You know, hey, I need to be out in the garage to work on this project.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad because I'm like, well, I'm not in the house or we're not doing this together or I'm not doing this with the kids. And it's like, but I need to get this project done.
Right.
So, you know, you are awesome and you take care of things so that I can focus on that.
Right.
And it's like, if I focus on that for short bursts, I can get it done. I can get it knocked out. I can move it off my plate.
Right.
And then I'm back to being husband and dad.
Right.
And I think that's, like, in my mind, when I hear this, you know, if one of you needs rest, I mean, in a way, that's kind of where my mind goes. It's like,
yeah. You
know, babe, I've been really pushing myself in this area,
mm-hmm,
or in these areas, and I need to pull back for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I don't want to run with you right now in this,
right,
but right now I can't.
Right.
I know we've got these things coming up, but I can't put my energy in that because I'm exhausted. I'm done.
Right.
I need time to recoup. So,
right,
you know, I'm going to ask that when these things are coming up, if you can take them solo.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to kind of like downshift a little bit just to get my juice back.
Right.
Because it is. It's just, I think in a way we all go through that.
Yes.
In my mind, it's, you know, because we're not designed to go 100% all the time.
No.
You know, I know when, you know, when we get our glorified bodies and we're all circling the throne room and all, we can go 100% all the time.
Yeah.
You know, 24/7, we can do it.
Yeah.
Until that happens, our physical bodies can't do that yet.
Right. Right.
And so in my mind, you know, talking about rest and all, my brain goes to, I heard a story about battle.
Okay.
Ancient battle. And what they would do is, you know, because not like everybody was involved in the fighting. You had the heaviest fighting on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, this one culture, this one country, they had chariots that would go from the rear up to the front. And what they would do is they would take fresh soldiers, like one at a time or so, and they would put a fresh soldier on the back of the chariot, ride up to the front line. He would hop off, start fighting, and one of the guys that had been up there a while would hop onto the chariot and then ride to the back to kind of rest up and stuff like that. And
yeah,
they had these chariots going so that you always had fresh people,
yeah,
going up to the front lines and then pulling guys off the front line so they could rest and take a breather for a second and kind of like regroup and be like, okay, now I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what we need. And sometimes us as spouses, that we get to be that kind of either that chariot driver,
yeah,
or we get to be that replacement soldier,
yeah,
of, you know, hey, I know you've been fighting this, or hey, I've been fighting this, or I've been going 100% in this. I need to pull back. I
mm-hmm
need to take a breather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, I don't know. That's
I love that.
I ramble.
No, I love that. That wasn't rambling at all. I love that. I love that. The thing that crossed my mind was, there's a scripture in the Word of God, and because when it talks about rest, again, we're not sure what our sweet friend is asking specifically, but again, I want to hit every space of it. So in the Word of God, it talks about, like, even if you abstain from each other, like some physical activity, just even intimacy, okay? So that space. And somebody needs to have rest. You just had surgery, or your body's not functioning in the way that it needs to function, things of that nature. And what you do is you look at the spouse, and we speak from experience on this one for real, we'll give ourselves a certain amount of time. And then it's like, even if you can't give your spouse everything, right? Like all of it, then what you can do is say, here, just come lay skin to skin with me. Or, hey, just come be in this space with me. If we can't even do that, like even with the time, you may not be able to give me 100% of an attention, but even if you can give me 35 in that time, or if it's 20, you know, our sweet friends, Kayla and Hunter, when they were talking about their business, and he's, you know, they look at each other at the end of the day and how much do you have in you?
Where are you at?
Right? What percentage are you? Yeah. And they'll look at each other. I've got like 10% left in my tank. Okay. Yeah. Or I am past negative. I'm in the negative. Okay. Then you go take a shower and you go recharge. I'll go take care of the kids and I'll get the girls to bed. You know, it's having those real conversations. It's really being honest with yourself. You know, like, well, no, Dina, like, for real, I don't even have it in me. Then be honest with your spouse. Yeah. Because when you talk about making sure that the emotions aren't in it, that's when you look at them and you say, excuse me, that this has nothing to do with you. Like, my lack of energy doesn't have anything to do with you.
Right.
This isn't, you know, or the lack of intimacy that might be happening in this time frame, this doesn't have anything to do with you. Or maybe it does, and you have to have a real conversation. You get to have a real conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't pursued me in a long time. Or, hey, could you maybe just come and just touch me, or just whatever, you know, like, how about, you know, or if we can't be together, if we don't see each other, or there's space or time, like somebody goes off on a trip or something happens, a business situation, then you're texting, you're speaking to each other, you're making sure every day you have some sort of quality, doesn't have to be quantity, but quality, intentional time to where you reconnect your hearts. You remind yourself that I am for you, not against you.
Yeah.
I am here always and forever, and that we will do this and we will get through it to the other side. And if you need me to pull 120 when you only have 80 to give, because in our world, guys, it's 100%, 100%, not 50-50, not in marriage, not to us. There's those days you can't give all, or it's all or nothing. And it's like, no, I'd rather take your 20 than nothing, you know? And so, just look at them lovingly, kindly, as best as you can. And even if, and your favorite thing is, even if you stumble over your words a little bit, you know, or if you come off, it sounds really weird, or just like, you know, I don't even know how to do this anymore. And this just, they seem like a stranger. Hi, reintroduce yourself, you know, reconnect, figure out what your spouse needs in that space.
And lovingly go up to your spouse and say, I feel like we're strangers.
Yeah.
I feel like we're drifting into roommate territory.
Right. Right.
You know, I had a thought.
Okay.
Because there are so many different ways, you know, quote unquote rest.
Yes.
Could take.
Yeah.
For a second, I'm going to go the extreme.
Come on.
What if a spouse says, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I think we need to separate.
Okay. Yeah.
What if that is the rest that one of them thinks that they need? And that can be a very emotional conversation.
Heck
so,
yeah.
You know, again, I don't know the story of the people that asked this question.
Yeah.
You know, this is just while we're having a conversation, this is what comes up. So okay. It's not like I know anything about anybody.
Sure.
You know, but it's, but I know that can be a topic because I know that, you know, couples have,
those
couples
moments.
Go through stuff.
Yep.
They have those moments.
Yep.
And it is, it's, you know, and, you know, how do you have that conversation without emotions derailing that conversation?
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is, and that's a real thing. That's a real thing. And you can come back from that.
Like, oh, yeah.
And it's one of those where I, again, in the Word of God, and this is, I know it's talking about physical intimacy, where it says, if you are fasting from this, and you, first of all, you need to make sure that your spouse is understanding about this and they're on board. And then, but that being the case, and this is where I believe that this ties into what you just said, you need to make sure that you come back at a certain time.
Yes.
You need to make sure that you are not so separated that like it becomes a permanent space. You give yourself some guidelines, a time frame. Just, hey, I know that you need to be in a different headspace. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of time away. Or do whatever you need to do, but come back to me in like 3 or 4 days or 2 weeks or whatever, just so that way you are not, you don't become so far gone that you can't return.
You sit in isolation and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is, must be how it needs to be.
Right.
You know, but yeah, you keep those lines of you keep those lines of communication open.
Yes.
And alive.
Yes.
And I think, you know, if that conversation does come, you know, whether it's, you know, the extreme of separation or it's the, you know, just the, I need rest. I need to pull back in this area.
Yeah.
I think the best way to keep emotion from derailing the conversation, I'll say it that way. Or keep emotions from getting in the way.
Yeah.
It's instead of, you know, focus on the, I know I've heard a lot of people say it, but you focus on the I feel or I heard.
Yeah.
I heard you say these words.
Yeah.
And this is how it made me feel, but I want to make sure that I heard you correctly.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good.
When you said this, this is how it made me feel, but I want to make sure that that's not what you meant, or was that what you meant?
Yeah.
You know, I heard you want to pull back. Does that mean that you don't love me anymore? No, that's not what it means. It just means I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I want to sleep for 3 days straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can sleep next to me, I promise.
Yeah.
You know, and so again, it's the... Using that kind of language.
Yeah.
You know, I heard it once, you know, that, you know, complaining versus or something, I forget what it was, but it was like, you know, rather than, you know, sitting there saying, you know, oh my gosh, you always say this, or when you said this, you know, it was just like, you know, this happening, and you always bringing up my past.
Right.
You know, versus the, you know, hey, when you said that, when you said those words, this is how it made me feel.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that we're on the same page.
Right. Right.
You know, also another thing that I've heard is don't invent the other person's side of the conversation.
Oh, man. Steven, she agreed on that.
Yeah, she did. You know, because I know that's a huge thing. You know, I mean, how many people sit and will have a full conversation, a full argument, you know, in the mirror, in the shower, in the car of, okay, I'm going to talk to this person about this and I know exactly how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes into it, you're like, eh, I've already had the conversation in my head. I don't need to have the conversation. I'll just be mad or I'll just feel rejected. And well, I'll just go on with my life.
Dang, babe.
And it's like, that's not that's not what's going on, right. But okay.
And I'll even go one further, because even if this is the way that this person would respond,
yeah,
you need to give them the common courtesy and the respect to change.
Yeah.
If you know you're always going to be.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. Apparently, you thought better of them before all of this happened, you know, because like, so why, if they could change now to do something that you would never think that they would do, or respond in a way that they, you not thought that they would never respond, why don't you give them the courtesy and the give them the space.
Yeah.
Give them the space to where they could come back, that they could decide, I want to respond better.
Yes.
Or a sweet friend of mine a few weeks back was talking to me, and I was just asking some questions, just like, hey, how's it going, what's going on, blah blah blah. And her and her husband they were going through a season, right?
Yeah.
And neither one of them left, none of the things, but just, it was like she was in that space of, oh my gosh, like, I'm not even sure how this is going to go. I don't know how, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm like, pray. Have you prayed?
Yeah.
Have you given him space? Have you anointed the house? Have you spoken the goodness of God over him? Have you reminded him who he is, as opposed to this thing that's trying to bubble up? Because if you're telling me that this, like, I don't even know who he is anymore. Okay, well, then that's not him.
Right.
It's the enemy. It's something has decided to come into the building that is not okay. And it's like you need to start reminding him who he is.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we say what we say to our children. You know, even our beautiful brown-eyed girl, 19 years old, looking at her, give her a big hug, love her. Hey, remember who you are and whose you are, okay? Even her best friends, some of her friends that she's been grown up with since Chinese, they know when they leave the house, that's one of the last things I'll say to them.
Yep.
Remember who you are and whose you are, and I love you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, don't forget who, the potential of heaven that lives inside.
Yep.
And so, long story short, she goes, I have done all of the things that you've told me to do. I have not had the arguments. I have not sat here and said, you always used all of the things that she used to do before.
Yeah.
And you know what? That sweet husband of hers is now coming to, he's coming back to church. He's doing all the things. He's being participating in the family. Their marriage is getting stronger.
Yeah.
But what I told her, I said, is you have to remember that deliverance comes, and it can come instantaneously. Like, when we get into the presence of God, things can start changing. It's the habits that have to have time to break at times. And so if you see even a minimum of an iota of a glimmer of your spouse trying to do something different, don't sit here and harp on the negative. Celebrate even the smallest of the things. You would do it with your children.
Yeah.
You need to do that with your spouse. And remind them that, hey, you are going to come out of this. I promise you're not broken. I promise this isn't your identity. I promise this isn't who you are.
Yeah.
God's got greater and better for you.
Yeah. I mean, you were saying, you know, like, celebrate that small change,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it made me think of, you know, when babies are around and they're trying to stand on their own and trying to take their first steps.
Yeah.
How much do we celebrate?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Even Woo! When they fall on their face,
yep.
how much do we celebrate and encourage?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we get married. We become adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't even say we get married, but we become adults. And how little do we, you know, how much do we stop encouraging?
Yeah.
Our friends, our peers, our spouses.
Come on.
When they try to make small steps to improve themselves or to get better. And we discount it because it's a small step.
Right.
Or we discount it because that's something different.
Yeah. Or you're grown. You should already know this.
Right.
And you want to say, no, I don't. Or this is what you used to do, and this is who you should be, and this is what you should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And instead saying, okay, so we're going to start again.
Yeah.
But this time we're starting from experience, right, as opposed to fresh. And so I think keeping the emotions out. I love how you just broke it down as far as just the simplicity of the communication.
Yeah.
But that's what it has to be. You have to just communicate. Mm-hmm. And again, we realize it's easier said than done, especially to some of the couples that may not be prone to talk as much as you and I do.
Yeah.
But we will say it, and we'll say it again, and we'll continue to say it. Guys, we didn't start off this way. We had to learn how to talk too. But more than anything than just talking, we had to learn to listen.
Right.
And so in that rest, in that time of rest, when your spouse is asking you, I need to rest. Maybe that's what they're asking for. Because I know that there's times you and I will look at each other and you'll just be like, you okay? I'm like, I just need you to hear me right now. Like maybe not even so much hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, but I just need to know that I'm being heard.
Yeah.
And that I'm being seen.
Yeah.
And then that brings the rest that needs to happen in that moment.
Yeah.
They just need to know that somebody is on their side. And that you're not going to walk away.
And I think I'm going to kind of wrap up with, I'm going to bring in that, you know, that's why I think that whole, how do you reject the spirit of rejection?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you look at all of this, it's like, you know, how do you talk to your spouse about the things that God is talking to you about?
Yeah.
You know, how can you encourage your spouse and support them? You know, what happens if you think you need rest to take a period of rest? And it's like, that spirit of rejection can come with all of that, because it's like, well, why is God encouraging my spouse that way? Or all of a sudden, if he goes that way, he's going to leave me behind, you know, or, you know, how can I encourage them if I think they're going to leave me behind?
Yeah.
You know, what if I think, you know, that them being called to this direction, what if I think that's going to separate us? You know, how can I encourage them if we're going to go in two different directions?
Man.
You know, if they're taking a rest, but I think we still need to go forward, how can, you know, oh my gosh, they don't want to run with me anymore. They're not into this as much as I am.
Or I'm the one that needs to rest and they want to run. And then they're saying I'm lazy or that something's, I'm blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And so again, I think that, you know, with some of these topics and some of these thoughts the door can be open for the spirit of rejection to come in.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, again, if you talk these things through and, you know, have the real conversations and ask the real questions and, you know, like, hey, okay, you're being called to do this. How are we going to do this as a couple?
Yeah.
You know, even though you're not participating, you know, if you know, again, I'm like, what can we say in our lives? You know, I'll go back to the simple, you know, woodworking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're not called to help me out in the shop.
Right.
But it's like, there are things that you do to help me.
Yes.
Again, taking care of stuff in the house so that I can do that. You're really good at finishing my projects, you know, as actual, like, using finishes, not like I get them 90% of the way you finish them for me. But like between the stains and all that, that's the varnish. You bring color to my world. you know, and it's, you know, cause there's even those times where it's like, I'll feel like I'm stuck and I'll call you into the garage and I'll explain to you where I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, as I'm explaining to you where the problem is, the solution will come.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have said zero words,
but sometimes I have come with the solution.
Yes. Or sometimes you have come with the solution, but you know, it's that process of you're being a sounding board. You're listening.
Yes.
And you know, it's not like, well, they're going to go off and they're going to, you know, it's going to take off and they're going to leave me behind in the dust. You know, it's not that, you know, again, it's, we are a team.
Mm-hmm.
We are united. We, you know, what, again, in the vows and all that, what God has put together, no man can tear asunder.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so it's remembering that.
Yeah.
It's celebrating that. Yeah. It's bringing that to the forefront of reminding yourself, your spouse, the enemy.
Yeah.
No, we can't be separated.
Right.
You know, even if for a season we're on separate paths.
Yeah.
We're still going in the same direction together.
And we're still communicating.
Yes.
We're still on the same wavelength.
Yes.
You know, it's that don't stop talking.
Yes.
Don't stop asking about projects, asking about what's going on. Somebody takes off on a business trip or something of that nature. Hey, make sure you're communicating on a daily. Make sure that you're having conversation. Make sure that if at all possible, make sure that that spouse of yours is the last voice that you get to be talking to.
Yes.
Before you shut the light off and turn over for sleep. Because
yes,
this is what we did. You know, there's been times you've been on a different continent,
yes,
you know, and it's like you do what you need to do to connect with that person.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will try to come in. It's a reality. We know it's a reality. And that's where that fear of rejection tries to come into play. But when you don't give him room, when your faith and your prayers and your speaking the word of God and speaking over your spouse and into your spouse and to your spouse, when you are doing these things and you're proactively going after, as opposed to just willy-nilly standing by to see what happens, it's saying, no, enemy, you will not take. And if you have, I will take back what you have stolen, plus recompense.
Yes.
You will be restoring my marriage into a space where it was even better than what it was before.
Yes.
And it's like, it's declaring into the airwaves, into the heavenlies, the principalities and the powers, telling them where you stand with God and with your spouse.
Yes.
Because what happens is you're doing warfare, not just for you, not just even for your marriage, but for your spouse, just for that person. You pray over me every day. We pray over our children every day. We speak the goodness of God every day.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we need to step up our game, because the enemy is not going to let up. And so we push back the spirit of rejection.
Yes.
We call forth perfect peace, that everybody that is listening, that if you are married or even if you're not married, that perfect peace would be your guide.
Yeah.
That you are not pushed or persuaded by pressure, that you are not moved by circumstance, but you are moved by God and God alone. That he is your rod, he is your staff, he is the safe place that you get to run and be safe, that he is everything that you need. And so I'm asking that the airwaves above your head, above your households, that they be clear, and that communication is something that becomes easy for every one of you guys. That hearts are soft, ears are open, and that they are ready to hear what the other person has to say.
Yes. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
I love you, babe.
I love you.
It's going to be a good week.
Yes, it is.
All right, guys. Have the best week ever.
Enjoy the journey.